pointing the way. Do you point people to Jesus by your words, your actions, or both? As he and John were surrounded by the crowd, Peter was inspired by the Holy Spirit to share another message from God. Fellow Israelites, why are you staring at us in such surprise? Do not think that we made this man walk by our own power. The God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, gave such power and divine glory only to his son, Jesus. You handed Jesus over to the authorities. You rejected him before Pilate, even after Pilate had decided to set him free. Jesus was holy and good, but you demanded that Pilate release to you a murderer instead of Jesus. So you killed the only one who can lead us to life. But God has raised Jesus from death, and we have witnessed this. It was the power of Jesus' name that gave strength to this lame man. What you have witnessed was done by faith in Jesus. I know that what you and your leaders did to Jesus was due to your ignorance. God's prophets had foretold that his Messiah had to suffer, and it was ultimately God who caused these prophecies to be fulfilled in this way. Yet now, when you repent and turn to God, you will receive forgiveness of your sins and spiritual strength from God. In time, God will send Jesus to us again. But until that time, when all things will be made new, Jesus remains in heaven. Remember, God also announced this long ago through his holy prophets. Moses himself said, God will send you a prophet like me. He will be one of your own people. You are to obey everything he tells you to do. Anyone who does not obey that prophet shall be separated from God's people and destroyed. Then Peter added, in the same way, all of God's prophets, including Samuel and those who came after him, also foretold what has been happening in these days. All you Israelites share in the covenant which God made with your ancestors, so all God's promises are for you. God said to Abraham, through your descendants I will bless all the people on earth. Now God has sent his son to you first to bless you by calling every one of you to turn away from your sins. Turn to Jesus. Lord, please help us to love pointing people to you in every situation. Do you point people to Jesus by your words, your actions, or both?